What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight.
Come on, Caesar.
Strawberry letter.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Tommy, don't do that to me right now. All right, thank you. Subject: is he a loser or a work in progress? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I'm falling for a 43-year-old man. We met online and bonded because we were both very lonely. I work full-time at a school, and he is a screenwriter waiting for one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. He said if that happens, he will be set for life. We decided to meet up, and I asked him to meet me halfway since he lives an hour from me. He told me he doesn't have a car, so I drove 3 hours to see him. When I got to his apartment, he said I couldn't come in because the couple he lives with doesn't want strangers inside. He explained that he's staying on their couch in exchange for some cleaning and other housework. He said he didn't tell me because he didn't want to scare me away. I was very put off by this, but he offered to take me to lunch, so that made it better. We had a nice meal and things were going great until his card was declined at the restaurant. He stepped away to call his bank and then asked me to cover the bill. He was embarrassed, but I assured him that it was okay. We decided to get a hotel room so we could spend the day together, but his card was declined again. So I put the room on my credit card. He called the bank again and said his account had a glitch, but he could pay me back within 24 hours. That night, we had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. I haven't been back to see him because he can't afford a hotel room. I still haven't gotten my money back either. He said he's falling in love with me, so I don't want to mess this up. I'm trying to believe in his dreams. Is he a work in progress or is he a loser? Please advise. I'm going to say a loser. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. He is a loser. And I'm going to say it to you too, loser. I think you're a loser too. Because what are you doing having sex with a man you met online and you you did all the work, you know, to make this stuff happen. You drove 3 hours to see him. You paid for the food because his credit card was declined. You paid for the hotel room because his credit card was declined. It was a glitch in it, he said. You gave it up the first night. You made it way, way easy for this man. And you said being lonely, that's what this will do to you. I don't think that's a reason just to give yourself away to some man you didn't even know. This man is 43 years old. Where is he working right now until he gets his big break? Usually that's what writers and screenwriters do. They have another job and they work on their stuff, you know, in their off time. If he's a writer, I mean, surely you would have seen some of his work maybe published in a magazine or online, a local newspaper. Maybe, you know, he would have written you a poem or something. Did you even read or see the script that he was waiting to get produced by some big Hollywood producer? And is that really where he lives, where he took you and said he couldn't take you in? All this stuff just sounds suspect to me. I mean, you didn't really think he was going to pay you back, did you? You said he didn't pay you back. Did you really think he was going to? This guy is not just a loser. He's a user. And I just say, stay away from him, okay? Don't worry about seeing him again. He's not for you. Steve?
Well, this is my kind of letter right here. Thank you, Shirley. This is my kind of letter right here. Thank y'all. First of all, I want to thank, you know, I just want everybody to listen to this letter right now. I just want you to know that the talent that God gave me is about to shine through brightly. You're about to see my ability to take foolishness, point it out at levels where a lot of people don't see. See, Shirley's a nice Christian girl. You know, she ain't had the life I done had. You know, she ain't told as many lies as me. She ain't been in as much situations as me. So she ain't gonna see this stuff. Like, here you go, listen to me. 32-year-old woman falling for this 43-year-old man. They met online and bonded because we both were lonely. I work full-time out of school and he's a screenwriter. He a what? He a screenwriter.
Right.
Girl, that ain't even the real title for it. He a screenwriter. Waiting on, here go, now this way, let me show you how it looks. Waiting on one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. What?
Who isn't?
What big producer? Who gonna greenlight this movie? Why would a big producer go through everybody they know to get to him? He said that if that happens, he'll be set for life. One movie, dog? Now you think, hold up, you think if Spielberg had just made one movie, he'd have been set? You think if Denzel had just stopped at Mo Better Blues, you think he'd have been set for life? Partner, is you out of your rabbit ass mind? You know how much stuff you got to put together? You're talking about if he'll be self-left. We decide to meet up, and I ask him to meet me halfway since he live an hour from me. She told me, you know, in the car. So I drove an hour to see him. Okay, that's another thing. He's a screenwriter.
3 hours to see him. Hold it right there, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, is he a loser or a work in progress? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, is he a loser or work in progress?
Okay, now, in order for me to recap this letter, I'd have to go too far. So let me just take you through it, because the subject is he a loser or work in progress? Shirley called him a loser. I got to agree with her 100%. This man is a complete loser. I'll point it out to you as we go through the letter. 32-year-old woman falling for a 43-year-old man. Met online, bonded, because we were lonely. I work full-time out of school, and he is a screenwriter. Right there. Good Lord Almighty. He ain't been able to show nobody a screen that he done written. Anybody taking movies out in Hollywood right now? Okay, so let's go with that right there. Waiting on one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. Boy, do you have any idea the process it is to get to a big producer in Hollywood with your new ass with this script? I ain't saying it can't be done. I ain't saying you can't have dreams. But, oh, Lord, this one tough. He said if that happens, he'll be set for life. Boy, one movie is not going to set your ass for life. I can tell you it won't. That's not how this works. You got to put these things together, man. You got to start stacking paper. You know, you think Brad Pitt would have been all right with one movie? Tom Hanks with one movie? No, man. Eddie with one movie? No. You got to put them together.
Yeah.
We decided to meet up, and I asked him to meet me halfway since he lives an hour from me. He told me he don't have a car. All right, come on now.
Loser.
43-year-old man. He told you he didn't have a car. You let that go. So I drove an hour to see him. When I got to his apartment, he said I couldn't come in because the couple he lived with don't want strangers inside the house. You done drove an hour to his apartment to find out he don't have an apartment, that he's staying with a couple that done told him your ass can't come in here. He explained that he's staying on their couch. What?
He's staying.
This a 43-year-old man staying on his couch. See, listen to me. I'm the last person who can talk because I've been homeless, and I lived in a car for 3 years. I met women while I lived in a car. I can tell you it didn't go good. I can just tell you it didn't go good. Because when I would say, can I come over your place? We in it.
But at least you had a car.
Hey, he doesn't even have a car. I met a girl at a one-night show one time. We was driving around in the car. I was going to try to go to Waffle House or something. She said, you stay around here somewhere? I said, yeah.
Stay in
she
here.
Said, where? Right here. Yeah. So I understand. Now, you staying on their couch. Now, and you staying on the couch in exchange for some cleaning and other housework. So now he a maid. So here they're cleaning toilets and doing dishes and carrying out garbage and stuff and mopping floors. Okay, but he a screenwriter now. He said he didn't tell me because he didn't want to scare me away. Your ass should have got in your car right then and turned your ass around. But oh no, you ain't that smart. I was very put off by this. You wasn't put off that much. Because guess what you did? He offered to take me to lunch, so that made it better. Well, oh, plate of food. All right, here we go. So now, since that made it better, we had a nice meal and things were going great until his card was declined at the restaurant. So now, it was going great because he bought you some lunch. Then found out he couldn't pay for the damn lunch.
Right.
He stepped away to call his bank and asked me to cover the bill. He didn't talk to nobody at that bank. What would he call the bank and say? You know, good hell, well, ain't no money in there. He stepped around the corner and told you he called the bank. He talked nobody at that bank. Matter of fact, they'd ask him to bring his ass down there so they could meet him.
Pay for this overdraft.
He was embarrassed, so I assured him that it was okay. You such a nice person. We decided to get a hotel room so we could spend the day together. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. After all that didn't happen, your desperate ass, after you found out he stayed on the couch with the other couple that he a housekeeper and he a screenwriter waiting on the big producer and he ain't got no money and he took you to the restaurant and you ain't got the money, he called the bank and then went and told you y'all going to get a hotel room so you can spend the day together. But his card was declined again. If you can't pay for the food, how the hell are you going to get a hotel room? So I put the room on my credit card. He called the bank again and said his accounts had a glitch in it. Yeah, the glitch is called ain't no money. It's a big glitch. I've had 3 years of them glitches. But he could pay me back in 24 hours. That night, we had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. Hey, can I come back on this next break?
Yeah.
Because this is very important right here. Because I want to share with you why you had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. I'm going to share with you why that happened. And I don't have the time and the little bit of time we got left. But y'all need to focus on it. When we come back, you need to find out how you can have the most intense sex with a person that ain't got no damn money.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and Instagram on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, part three of today's Strawberry Letter. Is he a loser or work in progress? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back with part three. Here's the Strawberry Letter with part three to it. The subject is he a loser or a work in progress? So you left with telling us you were going to explain how you can have the most
so just briefly,
amazing
let
sex.
Me explain something to you. This woman that met this 43-year-old man who's a screenwriter, they've been online and they met, and you're trying to figure out if he a loser or if he's a work in progress. Me and Shirley already said he a loser. Just a couple bullet points to remind you why we think he's a loser. He's waiting on the screen play to get greenlit by a big producer. That's one. He said if it happened, it's going to be set for life. He 43. Then you drive to meet him, and you told him to meet you halfway. He told you he can't meet you halfway because he ain't got no car. You drove all the way to see him, got to his apartment, and then you found out that you couldn't come in because the couple he lived with don't want no strangers inside their house.
Then
he told you that he was staying on their couch in exchange for doing housework and other chores. Then he told you he didn't want to tell you that because he didn't want to scare you away. And instead of getting scared, your ass stayed. But then he offered to take you to lunch, so that made it better. Then he took you to lunch, and when the bill came, he couldn't pay for the damn lunch. So you put it on your credit card. I don't know how good that damn meal was, but then right after that, y'all decided to get a hotel room so y'all could spend the day together, but his card got declined again. He couldn't pay for the damn meal. So how he gonna get a room? What hotel was y'all at? Glenn's Motor Inn? Listen to me. Hotel rooms normally cost more than food, you know, 4 hours for $20, you know. And he said his account had a glitch in it. Glitch? No, his account ain't had no money in it. That's the biggest glitch of them all. He said he'd pay you back in 24 hours. Now, this is where we left off. That night, we had the most intense sex and amazing conversation.
Ew.
Well, first let me deal with the amazing conversation. First of all, he's a screenwriter. Mm-hmm. He know how to tell a story. And you like listening to him. So that's a good-ass conversation. Sure. Now let me tell you why you had the intense sex. Because he was screwing for opportunity. He was screwing for a chance. He was screwing for hope. He was screwing for somewhere to live. He was screwing for another payment. He was screwing for somebody to clean up this bank account of his. He was screwing for somebody with a credit report. He was screwing for somebody that's working down at the school center. He was screwing for anybody that could get his ass off that couch because he's tired of doing housework for these white people he living there with. That's why the sex was so intense.
We gotta go, Steve.
Screwing with purpose.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.